In a land far, far away, species many millions of years old are mired in an epic war. It's a story of stolen lands, child labor, royalty in peril. Okay, it's not Game of Thrones, but it is all those things. Because for the first time, two scientists in Brisbane, Australia, named James Harryward and Paul Cunningham, have documented the merciless territorial struggles between two species of bees. We spoke with Paul Cunningham, who told us these conflicts can last for many months, over many battles, and end in the destruction of entire colonies.
It is very much like these battles of old, when you have one kingdom sending its troops into war and sort of sacrificing their lives in war.
And the soldiers, they're tiny. The war is between two species of very small bees, which don't even sting and are nearly identical.
One of them is called Tetragonula carbonaria. The other species is called Tetragonula Hawking's Eye.
Cunningham witnessed three clashes over 3 months. The Hawking's Eye struck first at the Carbonara's hive. Two swarms facing off, worker bee against worker bee.
So there was lots of bees locking in midair, and they fall to the ground in these death grips, and they don't let go of each other. So they hold on, and they both die.
So why is this happening? What is their motive? Cunningham says it's hard to know whether some queens just have bloodlust or whether there are specific calculations that indicate when a hive might be vulnerable enough to attack. Both hives take significant losses in a head-to-head battle. During the next battle, a Hawking's Eye swarm ruthlessly pillaged the enemy.
And this time, we saw that some of the workers were breaking through the swarm, and they were getting into the hive, and they were dragging out the young adults and throwing them on the ground.
The Carbonara bees defended their hive by forming a cluster on top, trying to keep the invaders out. The fight died down, but in terms of the war, the Hawking's Eye now had the advantage.
And then there was a third fight a month later, and this one was just carnage.
A new Hawking's Eye queen was installed on the throne. But most cold-blooded of all, Cunningham doesn't know what happened to the baby bees, the larvae.
So either it's possible that they were kept and reared as slaves and that they served the new queen, or it could be that they were just being discarded as they emerged as adults.
Cunningham says there's a lot at stake in these battles. New foraging territory, a new hive, an expansion of the queen's genetic line. So next time you reach for the honeypot, remember the ruthless queens that brought you that sticky treat.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.